Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi, we're holding in Trumas Daf Kuf Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Echadasar, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're in the middle here of a sugyo, Machlikes Rabbanon Rabbi Lezer, regarding a Mashke Saruach, a water which is not drinkable for an Adam. Rabbi Lezer says that we compare the drink to the food, the same way the food, Oichel Saruach, a food which is not edible, does not become kosher kabel tumo. So also the mashka, so the liquid that makes the kosher kabel tumo, cannot be mashka saruch, and Rabbanon argue on that. So the Gemara continues with this theme in the seventh line from the top of the Amud. V'tani ken, we found a braisa like this. Kol mashke, matum aloyim ha-shayishte, you have the drink that makes something kosher kabel tumo. Tzad ha-shayishte, which is drinkable. Prat the mashka saruch, divi Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Lezer coming to exclude mashka saruch, a drink which one cannot drink, which is not suitable for a human being, that does not cause hechshel kabatu. So this Bryce Chachamim answered, well, why are you saying it's not drinkable? Even if an adam, if a human being cannot drink it, a cow and a bird could drink it. So therefore it is drinkable. It says the word Chavurayo B'Shem Rav Lozor, the friend said the name Rav Lozor. Moedim Chachamim Rav Lozor, we're using the gears of Rav Chaim. Chachoyim agreed to Rabbi Lezer, "Bemashke saruach mikora shehu tahor," meaning, even though they argue and say that a drink which is not drinkable anymore, it's still considered to be a mashke. Legabe hechsher tumo, that's only if it used to be okay. If it used to be something which a human being can drink, and now it went bad. As long as animals can drink it, it's still okay. But something that originated when it started, it was already mashke saruach. That is not mashke kabel tumo. Says the Gemara of Ataninon, we learn the liquid that comes out of the olives in the beginning, and that liquid is not royal ma'achal odom. A human being cannot drink it. Rav Lezer mitar v'chachom mitar. Rav Lezer says it's tar because it's mashke saruach. V'chachom say it's tameh even though it started that way. So the Gemara brings a raya, not like we just said the chachom disagree even in mashke saruach mihikor. Says the Gemara of Eilu b'shem Rav Lezer. Really, the name Rablozo, Moite Rablozo lechachomim, Bimei Yamagodo. The water of the sea. The Yamagodo refers to the Mediterranean, but Pashtas means every water in every ocean. Shafilim Suchim, even though it's not drinkable, human being cannot drink, it's salted water. Hatorah calls it mine. The Torah calls it water, because it says in the Pasuk, Ule Mikve Hamayim Koro Yamim. So what is a sea? What is a sea called? Mikve Mayim. It's called water. If it's called water, it's Machshel Kabel Tumah. Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Ravo, Moide Ablos l'chachomim, Ablos agrees to chachomim, Pemei Tardin, water that the vegetable called Tardin goes into it, Uvimei Shlakos, and water that vegetables were cooked in it, Shehei Machshir, that's the Gir Sarab Chaim, they are Machshir. I mean, even though they're now really drinkable, they're considered to be a little bit Saruch, but not completely Saruch. And therefore, they're still considered to be water, and they're Machshir l'kabel tumo, even according to Ablozer. The Gemara continues quotes from the Mishnah, Loi manu chachom shiva mashkim. Rabbi Yeshua said that there's only seven liquids that cause hechshel kabel tumo and not anything else. So it says the Gemara, B'yichon Hashem Shim and Yoichai. Im yoyman chahodom shmoyne mashkim. Maybe someone will say, you know, they said seven, but it doesn't really mean seven. It means eight. I mean, there's other liquids that can go into it. And Mori will tell him, Hare tal v'mayim min echodem. Tal is dew. And the Gemara says dew is water. There's no, dew is not a new mashka, it's not a new liquid. It just comes to the ground in a different way. But Chachamim counted that as one of the seven, as a separate one of the seven. Why? So Chaim points out, Chachamim in our Kabbalah, there's seven mashkim that are machshir, only seven, and it has to be exactly seven. So what goes into the list? They counted tal as one of the list, even though it's really water, just to complete the list of seven. So you see, Chachamim are very careful to have exactly the number seven. And if they would have another one to fill in the seven, they would count that. The fact that they had no choice but to use tal as one of the seven, that shows there's no other liquid that's included in this list. And the next six words that end on with the Korin Torah Chaim's gear, so we don't say these words. When Kufalaf Amud Beis, Halacha Gimel Zok to Mishnah, Ein Oisim Tumarim Dvash. You cannot take dates of Truma and make it into honey. V'lo Tapuchim Yayin. Don't make apple juice out of apples of Truma. The loy sitavoinios, the ones we learned earlier, is these small grapes that grow in the fall. Choymets, don't create vinegar out of them, that's the liquor that comes out of them. The shar kolaperis, and also any other fruits. Don't change them for the way they grew and create juice out of them. And that applies with truma u maisa sheni. Both truma and maisa sheni, you have to keep the fruit the way it is. Except olives and grapes, which they are meant for the liquid. Zeisi to create oil and olives to create wine, then you could turn the fruit into liquid. Continues the Mishnah in Soivkim Arboim Shum Orlo. If someone goes and eats the fruits of Orlo, you don't get makas aboim, ela la yoitzi min azeisi min anovim. Only what comes out from grapes and olives. But the other juices, they don't have a din of water. They have a din of zeya be'alma, just sweat that comes out. It's not really part of the fruit. And this is like the sheet of Rabbi Shua that we learned earlier that holds that the juices of the fruits are not part of the fruit. Ve'ino mitam mishumashke, liquid that comes out of fruit does not cause hechsher tumo, ela yoitzi min azeisi min anovim, only what comes out of olives and grapes. Ve'ino makrim el gerim mizbeach. To bring to the Mizbeach, which liquids could we bring? Only oil and wine. That's what goes on the Mizbeach. Other liquids don't go on the Mizbeach. Continues the Mishnah, which means the stalks of the dry figs and the regular figs, and the stalks of this fruit called klosim, and the ones of the carob. If they are shaltruma, assume lezayim. They consider to be part of the fruit, and they usher to someone who's not a kohen. Says the Gemara of Ilo B'Shem Lozor, Kini Mesniso. The explanation of our Mishnah is, Ein Mivim Bikurim Mashkim. You don't bring Bikurim as liquid. According to the Goyen's Girso, Ein Oisim Bikurim Mashkim. You don't turn Bikurim into liquid. Ela Yoitzim Rezeisim Aranovim, except the ones where the liquid that comes out of olives and grapes. Ve'afilim Shizochem and Bailim. Even after the Kohen got it, you still don't make liquid out of it. Meaning, Bikurim itself, you cannot turn it to be liquid, similar to what we said earlier regarding Truma, because the liquid is ruining the Bikurim. Adds Reb Chaim to understand the sugya right now. This is talking about once it got to the hands of the Kohen. But to bring to the Kohen, you don't even bring wine and oil. Says the Gemara of Atani, it says in the Braisa, Dorech Bikurim Mashke, he stepped on the Bikurim to bring into liquid, Lavio, and that was his plan to bring it. Minayin Shiyovi, I didn't know you could bring it. Tomu Loimai Tovi. The word Tovi adds that you could bring liquid, you could bring the mashke to the base of English. It says the word Tavon Mishalikto Mishor Shoyno Amenaskin. There we talk about that was the entire intention of these fruits. He took the fruits out of the tree to make out of the grapes wine or out of the olives oil. From Halcho, with the case we talk about over here, Bishaloi Likto Mishor Shoyno Amenaskin, he didn't take it out of the tree for that. He planted it to be regular fruits. So then you cannot make it into liquid, bring to the Kohen. But the Kohen, once he gets it, he can make it into liquid in the case of Zeisim and Anovim. And the way Reb Chaim explains the sugya, our Mishnah is going Mishaloi Lik to Mishon Lekach. So that's when our Mishnah says that you can make it into liquid, it means once it got to the hand of the Kohen. But to bring it to the Kohen, you can't even bring wine and oil to the Kohen, it has to be the fruit itself, because we're not talking about a case that he took out the fruit with that intention to begin with. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Kuf Aleph.